You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
From the frozen tundra to your airwaves, it's time for 9 to noon.
John Coon, and touchdown Packers.
The ultimate midday hangout for Packers talk, Wisconsin sports, and everything in between. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Underneath Coon for the touchdown.
A Green Bay legend.
Look at John Coon run for the first down and keep it going. Moving the pile all the way to the 6-yard line.
And Lambeau's favorite fullback, John Coon. He's bringing the heat, the humor, and just the right amount of chaos. Rami Makhlouf. Together, they're breaking it all down, debating every angle, and having a little fun while doing it. This is 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, it is. Hour number two. There is the former Packer fullback, John Coon. I'm Rami Makhlouf. Brandon Snide along for the ride. We'll get back to you, the Nooners, at 414-677-1250. Later this hour, you can chime in with your thoughts. Send a text while we're talking with Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette, who joins us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Pete, how are you this morning, my man? Long time no talk.
Yeah, Rami, how you doing? I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. Are you surprised that we don't have like a definitive yes or no on whether Matt LaFleur will be back on the Thursday after their season ended?
Yeah, you know, they must be having some issues working out the contract, and at a certain point here, you know, if it's not done, it makes you think that they've hit something that could end up, you know, ending things and ending negotiations and having them part ways. I mean, they can't drag if that's a possibility. They don't want to drag this out because, I mean, they'll have to go on a coaching search, and there are candidates that they might like who are going to be getting snapped up here in the next few days. So, I think they need to get a move on this. I think everybody thinks something's going to happen today, but we don't know that.
Pete, let me ask you: how much does Harbaugh and the rumors of what his contract terms are? How does that play into Matt LaFleur and the negotiations with the Packers?
Yeah, it all depends on, you know, LaFleur and, you know, Trace Armstrong as an agent. It depends on them. If I'm the Packers, you know, I'm not paying $15 million a year. I think I would do a deal, you know, I'd give him a little raise, and I'd put a ton of incentives there, you know, so he could make that kind of money if they win a Super Bowl. But, you know, I think they're more than justified in not giving him a big raise, you know, considering how things went this year and the late game meltdown. So maybe that's, you know, John, that could be exactly, you know, the sticking point right now. You know, maybe that's an issue. I don't know. I guess we'll find out if something gets done in the next gets announced or leaks in the next few hours.
That's fascinating, Pete. I didn't think of that like they do with college football coaches. You make it to the college football playoffs, here's $1 million. You make it to the semifinals, here's $1 million. You win the whole thing, there's $2 million. Have you seen that much in head coaches in the NFL?
I don't think so. You know, I think that stuff isn't released very often because it's just the base salaries that get out. But no, but you know, I mean, they do it to you guys, right? I mean,
yeah, they do it to us all the time, Pete. You bring up a great point. I'd love guaranteed contracts too, like the coaches.
Yeah, so you know, I mean, I don't know why you couldn't and shouldn't do it to coaches. I mean, they love the idea of making people strive. You know, nothing wrong with doing it with the coach too. So I don't see any issue with it.
Talking with Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com here on 9 to Noon. Is it absolutely 100% out of the question that they don't come to terms on an agreement for an extension and Matt LaFleur just coaches out the final year of his contract? Or do you think something has to be done, either move on or extend him here?
I mean, I don't think it's 100% out of the question, judging by, you know, Policy had a sit down with a bunch of the, you know, the print writers, you know, online writers last summer. And he basically said he does not like lame duck years. He didn't 100% rule out that it would never be appropriate, but he does not like them. I think they're bad for the locker room. They're bad for the whole building. And even I think a 1 year extension would be a punt too. You know, I think if you're going to do it, you got to do it for a couple of years and at least, just to let players know this guy, you know, we plan on having this guy, you know, be around for a couple more years. But no, I don't think it's out of the question, but I would think it would probably be the worst outcome of all. I mean, you know, you never know how it's going to turn out, but I would certainly avoid that. If I were the Packers and if I were LaFleur, I'd want to avoid it too.
We had a texter who asked earlier, would we even know if they came to an agreement with Matt LaFleur? Like coaches' extensions and contracts, unless it's a new hire, they're not necessarily always publicly announced. I said it at least would have leaked out from a Pete Doherty or a Ryan Wood or one of you guys on the beat. We'll know, right? When something gets done, we'll know shortly thereafter, won't we, Pete?
Yeah, and, you know, these agents working at the highest levels with the star players and the coaches, you know, there's only a handful of guys out there, you know, Schefter, Rappaport, Jay Glazer, there's only a handful of those guys. They all have relationships with one or all of them. The easiest thing for them to do is to leak it to one of those guys, and then it gets out to everybody instantly. One of those guys for sure will be reporting this as soon as it's done, or if it doesn't, because whoever, you know, if it doesn't, then LaFleur's agent's going to want the whole world to know. He's going to want all those teams out there to know that this guy's available. So either way, yeah, I'm 100% sure we'll find out, you know, pretty quickly.
All right. We'll let that play itself out, but that's not the only thing at hand here. Roster is going to change immensely. The staff is most likely going to change in some form or variety. What do you think the biggest kind of key is here for this team? Is it a part of the roster? Is it a part of the staff? What is it in your eyes?
You know, the more I've thought about it, the more I think there's a pretty good chance there's a staff issue. You know, I just don't know that there's been the player development you look for. In 23, there was really good player development from the start of the year to the end of the year. I mean, we all saw how much better that team got. But we didn't see as much of that the last couple seasons. The offensive line jumps out. I mean, I'd be stunned if, you know, Butkus is back. The offensive issues, I'm guessing LaFleur is going to feel like he's got to do something, something big too. So I wonder if Stenovich would get let go. You know, I don't know if it would work moving him back to offensive line coach when you demote people. I think that creates issues. So I don't, maybe that'd be a possibility because he seemed to be a really good offensive line coach before he got promoted. But I'm sure LaFleur, he's got to be feeling some pressure to make some big moves. So I'm thinking there'll be some big changes on the coaching staff. They've got to get really good teachers in here. And plus, you know, I mean, we've all seen, I don't know how much you've talked to Halfley, John, but, you know, we've all seen, I've seen him in numerous press conferences and asked him questions and all that. And he's a high energy guy. He's got charisma. I think he's going to interview great. I'd be really surprised if he doesn't land. I think he's got at least five interviews. I'll be surprised if he doesn't land one of these jobs. So they'll be, they're going to be, there's a really good chance they'll be hiring a new offensive coordinator this offseason too.
Okay, you answered my next question before I even got to it on Halfley. So hear me out. You said something with the offensive coordinator, something with the defensive coordinator. I'm just going to throw this out there. Mike McDaniel came out and said he might consider an offensive coordinator position rather than taking a head coaching position at a team of not high reputation. Could the Packers potentially, and we know Matt LaFleur is great friends with Raheem Morris, just get an all-star staff together, McDaniel at offensive coordinator, Raheem Morris at defensive coordinator. Matt wouldn't even have to call the plays now. He could just be in play assist mode and really coach this team and manage it from the sidelines. Is that the big move, pulling an all-star cast together?
That would be really big. I don't know if he would give up the play calling. I mean, we all saw it when McCarthy did, and then he took it back halfway through that next year, and then he did the same thing down in Dallas. I have my doubts that LaFleur would give that up, and obviously I can't imagine McDaniel would come here if he weren't calling the plays. I wouldn't 100% rule it out. Maybe that's one of the things, you know, that they're talking about. But, part of me says, because – look, I know, we can pick apart anybody's play calling. I personally think overall Matt LaFleur is really good working with quarterbacks, and he's a good play caller. And if he's not calling your plays, I kind of wonder, you're taking away one of the things he does best. Is that playing to his strengths? Is that, is he a head coach if he's not doing that? Now, maybe if he concentrates on the big picture, maybe he'd get really good at that, but I wonder about that. And the bigger thing is, I have serious doubts that he would give up the play calling. But you never know. And like you said, he's tight with McDaniel. If they did well, they'd probably lose McDaniel within a year or two. But and then LaFleur could be back at it. But I wouldn't rule it out. That's for sure. And the Raheem Morris thing that immediately comes to mind if they lose Halfley as a possible replacement.
And when we talk about Halfley leaving, Pete, I'd imagine he's going to take some of his assistants with him. He's going to have, whether it's the all-star cast that John is talking about or not, he's going to have to rebuild his staff to some degree here, isn't he? It's going to be a different looking coaching staff significantly next year for Matt LaFleur, is it not?
Yeah, that's a big, think of Detroit, they lost both coordinators, and that was huge, but they lost eight assistants total because each of those guys took, a handful full of guys with them. So yes, I would assume, I think it's safe to assume he's going to take at least a couple guys from this staff. And if he's taking guys to give them promotions, that probably means they're some of the better assistants on this staff. So yeah, this will be, if they lose Halfley, this is going to be a big test of the depth of Matt LaFleur's short list for coordinators and assistant coaches. I guess whoever he hires as defensive coordinator obviously will have a huge say in how they replace other guys they lose to.
Talking with Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com here on 9 to noon with John Kuhn and me, Rami Makhlouf. John, you had something? Go ahead.
I was just going to ask Pete, focusing on the roster, there's a slew of guys that were starters for this Packers team that are going to be free agents in the offseason. Do you see, which of those free agents do you see Packers definitely targeting to try and bring back?
Well, for a second I thought Wyatt, but he's actually not a free agent. He's got the fifth-year option, so I'm assuming he'll get an extension and they'll lower his cap number. For a lot of last year, for a lot of the season, I thought Quay Walker would be back, but with their issues at defensive tackle and cornerback, and they do have Hopper on the wings. Now, Hopper disappointed with his play against Minnesota. I thought maybe he'd come in and maybe not, he'd be a different player than Walker, but maybe a really good player, and he didn't do anything that jumped out in that game. But I still think Walker could end up being a luxury they just can't afford with those other positions they're going to have to fill in. Gary will be gone. I'm trying to think of who Sean Ryan, I think, just outside looking in. I have no inside info here. I would think there's a decent chance that they re-sign him to be their center. I think they could get him at a decent price. And I thought he played better than Jenkins did. So that's he's probably the main one. I think Dobbs is gone. Enagbari, if his market is weak, you know, I could see him being back. He did okay. Feel like I'm forgetting some other significant
Dobbs.
Player. Dobbs is gone for sure. I can't imagine he's back just because they've got, you know, all those guys, all those young receivers. It just wouldn't make sense to pay Dobbs. So I'm just assuming he's. Oh, and Rashid Walker, I'm assuming he's gone. One, because of the price, and they have at least they have a couple candidates to replace him. And two, he just at the end of the year, he just did not play well. That last game was kind of a mini disaster for him. I mean, he missed a couple big blitz pickups, from what I could tell, and just did not have a good game at all. So he may have cost himself some money in that last game.
Pete, when we talk about rosters, we talk about talent, we talk about money, and obviously those are big factors. But there is an X factor that I've heard some people questioning this offseason. Do you think there is a leadership void on this Packers roster, at least from a vocal standpoint?
That's a good question. I don't know the locker room dynamics that well, just judging by what you see in there. I mean, I think McKinney's a really good leader. I think Evan Williams already is a really good leader. Josh Jacobs. Love is not a, he does not appear to be a vocal guy. You know, you don't have to be, I think, to be a leader, but, you know, I think like Caleb Williams, and he's more of an emotional guy, for instance. I think they're okay there with, they're young, but I think they're okay there with McKinney and Jacobs. Maybe you need more leaders than just that. You know, I think Ryan's a decent leader. Was it at center? I don't know. What did you think, John? Did you see a shortage there?
Well, I think when you have the youngest roster in the league 3 years in a row, and I know it's only a couple years here or there that take you from last to first, but you need that veteran presence. And right now, the veteran was Elton Jenkins on the offensive side, and on the defensive side, it was Rashawn Gary. Micah Parsons will take that over on defense 100%. And on the offensive side, you know, maybe Jordan Love needs to be a little more vocal, but that's not in his nature. That's not in his character to just, you know, be that loud and proud type of leader. He kind of leads by example and just doing things the right way. I think somebody, it's clear, somebody can take it over and grab it by the reins, but it's got to be player driven, Pete.
Yeah, you know who, and just as you were saying that, you know who jumps out in there? There was a void for the second half of the season, because the guy who I think
Tucker
talks, says the things that, you know, locker room leaders need to say is Tucker Kraft. And he did his last meeting, you know, he wasn't around all after he got hurt. You know, those guys are never available, but he made himself available for the final locker room. And he said all the stuff that leaders should say about personal accountability, about, you know, shooting for greatness, about guys having to look in the mirror, all that stuff. So I think he'd be a really strong candidate for that, too. I think he that seems to come naturally to him.
He's about the time in his career where that happens as well. Refresh my memory for me. We need to work an extension for Tucker Kraft, correct?
Yes, actually, that's another thing that I'm, even though he's had the ACL, I've got to think they're going to be working on that this offseason and in training camp.
Pete, Matt LaFleur is getting a lot of the headlines with people wondering if and when he's going to get that extension. There's also Brian Gutekunst to deal with. Do you think it's a foregone conclusion and just a matter of time if the deal is not already done that Goody is going to stay on as the GM of the Packers?
Yeah, I do. And the question for me, you know, isn't whether he'll be their GM. It's whether policy will give him, hand over the whole football operation to him and make him the Ron Wolf, Ted Thompson of the organization, and that the coach and the cap guy report to him and he reports to policy, or whether policy will keep it the same where Gutekunst, the coach, and Russ Ball are all on the same level and all report to him. That's the question I'm wondering, is whether he hands it all over to Gutekunst. My guess is, it's just a guess. I mean, I, you know, no inside info again. My guess is he'll do it. He'll give it to Gutekunst, but I don't know that. And maybe after having it this way for a season, policy wants to retain final say. So that's another thing that we presumably will be finding out in the next day or two.
Last one for you, Pete. With both of those guys, at what point is there like a day on the calendar that if we don't have news, you're starting to wonder what's going on and if a deal is going to get done.
A big part of me thinks if, you know, by the end of the day, if we don't know something weird's going on, definitely by the end of the week is tomorrow. So definitely by tomorrow, if this bleeds into the weekend, I've got to think something really strange is going on. I'll be very, very, very surprised if this leaks into the weekend.
That is Pete Doherty. Check out his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, on Twitter, at Pete Doherty. And our guest for the last few minutes on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Pete, always appreciate the time and the insight. Hope we talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Great talking with you.
Appreciate you. There's Pete Doherty joining us on 9-2 noon. So he says if not today, John, if we don't hear news today that Matt LaFleur and or Brian Gutekunst are extended, might be time to wonder if this thing is even getting done.
Yeah, that might be a bit aggressive. I've said the whole week, what'd I say? 2 o'clock on Friday.
Yes, you did.
2 o'clock on Friday.
Yes, you did.
We're about, let's call it, 28 hours away from that. 28 hours away from 2 o'clock on Friday. If we get back here on Monday, if we get through our show on Friday and we're back here on Monday, then I am going to wonder what is going on at 1265.
Yeah, I say if we're not talking about an extension by Monday, I would really start to wonder what's going on. Like, if it doesn't get done, as you said, like late Friday afternoon, I mean, I'll be wondering by Saturday, but we won't be on the air talking about it till Monday, because I don't know about you guys, I'm not coming in on the weekend. You know?
where will you be working this weekend?
I will be on the Score Sunday morning down in Chicago.
See? Okay, everybody blast them. 3, 2, 1.
I knew where he was going with that, too.
Hey, we have some breaking news, and I'm tired of these stories.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Dean Purdom, who he's one of the gambling guys, betting experts over at ESPN. He says 20 men were charged in a point-shaving scheme involving more than 39 college basketball players on more than 17 NCAA Division I teams and leading to more than 29 games being fixed, according to an indictment unsealed on Thursday. So a developing story there, another gambling scandal in the world of sports unfolding before our very eyes. Don't like to see that. You didn't like to see what we're about to rank next in the random power rankings here on the 9 to noon program. That's coming up next on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled B-A-B-B-E-L.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.